This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, welcome. Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is November 13th, Saturday, and I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I am the Director of Vaccination Liberation, which is a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations that is being censored, clearly being censored quite a bit, and is not readily available through normal channels, certainly not through the national CDC, the FDA, all these things. We're having such intense censorship of the truth now. Luckily people are finding that the best source of information is an alternative media website such as Republic Broadcasting Network, and republicbroadcasting.org has a great news feed and other sources, as well as our website. So it's important that you get as informed as possible so you can make the only informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal of all Big Pharma's injections, proposed injections, and drugs in general. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, and vaclib.org. That's short for Vaccination Liberation, vaclib.org, and that is our main website. My business website is humbleweed.net, and that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, microwave radiation, and you name it. Now it's the spike protein and everything else that goes on with it. So that's why I call the name of my show Immunize Wisely, which literally means to protect and strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate a toxic world. And that doesn't mean that you need to just, you know, wall in and live in a bubble either. You need to understand how your body works so that you can open up the eliminative channels and strengthen everything your immune system requires to throw off these toxins. We do have a chat room for the show. I really appreciate Mer Bailey for creating and hosting our chat room. I often, and I will this time for sure, be adding links there. That is Immunize Wisely, that's with a Z, Immunize, W-I-Z-E-L-Y, it's stylized, dot C-H-A-Tango, or Cha-Tango, or Chat-and-Go, but it's C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O.com. And I encourage people, if you do have a computer, to participate in the chat. And Mer Bailey is always great about putting content there, too. And I just need to have a disclaimer that it is not affiliated with this radio network in any way. It's just something that is done for this show and a few others if the host likes it. So anyway, I want to remind listeners that now more than ever, it's important to support this network. You need to figure out how to donate, and I would go ahead and call Julie and figure out, because things have changed a little bit, and I just think it's important to go ahead and keep this network alive. There's been a lot of changes since the untimely passing of our manager, John Stapmiller. I was thankful to see that Kevin, anyhow, we do have a good a good rest in peace tribute to John Stapmiller. Ah, God, why am I not thinking of Kevin's last name? But anyway, he's part of the 9/11 Truth Movement, and that was kind of, according to many people, I didn't even realize that Kevin Barrett, there's Kevin Barrett with 9/11 Truth, that he did a great obit for John, and I was thankful to see that. So anyhow, that was posted, I think, today. So go have a look at that at republicbroadcasting.org. And I want to go ahead and cover some important news that I just feel like has to be mentioned. There's three stories that are really in my radar screen. Of course, everyone's paying attention, I think, to the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. How amazing, you know, that this is a clear case of self-defense, and, you know, Antifa and Black Lives Matter are all over it. It's pretty clear that the prosecution's case is falling apart. The governor has, Governor Evers of Wisconsin has, ahead of this weekend, where they're doing the whole trial wraps up on Monday, to further scare the jurors that have been doxxed by Antifa and threatened that, you know, they better do a guilty verdict. He announced that he's going to deploy the National Guard to Kenosha and Madison and some of the other big cities, you know, because they are worried about additional rioting and torching of the major cities in Wisconsin. So all of this, in my humble opinion, is to intimidate the jurors. And there's been other, even witness tampering. That was in, I believe, here it is. It's in the Gateway Pundit. Potential witness tampering is Gage Grosskreutz, the felon who aimed his gun at Kyle Rittenhouse, had two prior charges dismissed by prosecutors only days before Kyle Rittenhouse's trial so he could stand trial. I mean, these are criminals that were killed and shot at. So unbelievable, the whole thing, you know. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on. I am really just mourning this week. It's kind of a shock and awe that they would go after our 5 to 11-year-old children when other countries are halting the Pfizer clot shot, you know, jab, kill shot, whatever you want to call it. But Pfizer shots are all over the world, and other countries are completely eliminating them for children based on the levels of myocarditis and heart attacks and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I just want to mention Health Impact News. It's also posted on the Republic Broadcasting Network. They did, you know, a horrifying recounting of all these news stories showing these young children being injected. And they're saying it's like several, you know, thousand children. And I just have a really hard time. I mean, that's just too horrifying to me to think that there's tens of thousands of children in our country. You know, it's real cognitive dissonance. I can't help it. It's just, Anyone that would take their 5 to 12-year-old child when there's no cases of COVID among children because they already have plenty of glutathione that they produce, they're active, and they're simply not at risk for this particular type of illness. And then to think that they're being injected with this stuff, but it's worse than that. And that was not on RBN. Health Impact News came out with another article that showed that these particular shots for 5 to 11-year-olds have an added ingredient. And that's a drug that they added to these shots. I mean, that just really freaks me out. They said in the United States, they're injecting as many children between the ages of 5 and 11 as possible. And including, of course, red states and, you know, right in the – and churches are even allowing this. He says the target is 28 million children in this age group, but you know, certainly not all of them are going to get shot, but that's certainly their target. But they apparently InfoWars – Greg Reese is one of the researchers at InfoWars. He just published an explosive report about a secret ingredient that Pfizer has added to the shots – being given to children under the age of 12 that is not present in their other COVID-19 shots. And it's called trimethamine. And it's used in patients with heart attacks. And like all pharmaceutical drugs, has multiple reported adverse side effects, which includes tissue damage. And we're doing this to children. So, so sick. So the last thing I wanted to bring to your attention, because I can't even hardly talk about that anymore, it's too horrifying, is, you know, the open letter. I thought John Rappaport, I just love him at No More Fake News. November 11th on Veterans Day, he wrote an open letter to Merrick Garland, U.S. Attorney General. One of your prisoners describes his life in D.C. Gitmo. The world is reading his letter. How long will you ignore it? And that's the title. And he's, of course, talking about Nathaniel DeGrave. I believe I mentioned his letter last week. If I didn't, you can find it everywhere. It's horrifying. But you can also just go to nomorefakenews.com. He reprinted the entire letter. Anyone that reads that letter will be propelled to do some kind of action on behalf of the prisoners at what they're calling D.C. Gitmo. In fact, the prisoners there are actually begging to be transferred to Guantanamo. The conditions are that horrific. And there's 400 of them. Please remember that. And these people have been there for 9 months with no trial, no jury trial scheduled whatsoever. So, yeah, it's illegal and wrong, false charges, you name it. So, yeah, please keep these men in your prayers. They're patriots and heroes for our country. So without any further ado, I mean, I could go on about several things. I really have a wonderful guest, and he's waiting in the wings, and he's patient. And really, you know, I'm very honored to have him. His name is Mark Malone. He is an English-born American philosopher, entrepreneur, political activist, and counter-theorist on the science of social engineering. He is the founder of America 21, an anti-globalist organization that seeks to undo UN initiatives that erode basic rights, property and privacy rights, those are basic, and return state and national sovereignty to the people. He's a strategic analyst by trade, having worked as an academic of the Secretary Division at University of Nottingham, which is number 75 in the world, related to data science, behavior analysis, and linguistics in the corporate world. Mark's website is America21Century.com. That's America21Century.com. And that's where he educates people and makes himself available for public speaking to communities, consultations, and radio interviews. And I'm absolutely thrilled to have you on the show. Thank you for agreeing to come on, Mark, and welcome to Immunize Wisely.
Great to speak with you, Ingrid. Thanks for having us on. Really appreciate it.
Right. So what, I mean, obviously you have an accent. I understand mm-hmm. that you were in the UK. You grew up there and you met your American wife, and you've since, emigrated to this country. What inspired you to focus on this? What got your start? Was it COVID, or was it even before COVID that you've been seeing globalism as a huge issue that we need to deal with?
Yeah, right. So I met my wife in 2017. We got married. She's from Minnesota. We got married in 2018. So I've been living in the country for nearly 4 years. Mm-hmm. We actually have two babies born here as well. So my whole family is from here. I would have been interested in globalism long before COVID happened. You know, I've been researching this world for about a decade. I got started actually with David Icke, as a lot mm-hmm. of people do, especially in England, because David Icke is Alex Jones isn't really known in England very much, but everyone mm-hmm. knows who David is. So mm-hmm. I got my intro into this stuff from David, and then kind of went down all the rabbit holes there, all of the rabbit holes you could possibly think of, and I'm sure we'll get into some of those tonight. Mm-hmm. Where I really decided to focus on this stuff, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and countering that, is because we've hit a critical point, of course, since COVID started. And what that critical point is that we really don't have time for the rabbit holes anymore. and I say that as someone who has spent the last decade in them. But we really have to act now, as I'm sure everyone who listens is. So what I've tried to do is figure out exactly what can we do, if anything, right? This was the problem I was faced with. We had the lockdowns. Mm-hmm. We had 300 million people put into famine around the world because of lockdowns. 1.5 billion people put into poverty because of the lockdowns, not to mention, you know, in America, Great Depression levels of unemployment, not to mention 400% increase in suicides. I could go on. I know mm-hmm. you guys understand all of this. Mm-hmm. But when faced with that, and when faced with a baby who was born on the day the national emergency was announced, by the way, so that was a crazy experience. My son came into the world. His astrology is pretty insane, because he was born at the most insane possible day, probably in the last 100 years. So he comes in, and here we are, right? So I had to do one of two things, as we all have to do. Do you face up to it, or do you run away? And mm-hmm. my instinct is always to go down swinging. So in this case, rather than just saying, I'm not going to wear the mask, which of course I've never done, or I'm not going to take the jab, which of course I've never done, I'm not really the kind of person that wants to just individually, quietly disobey. So if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it hard and fast. So in this case, we set up the organization to not just, you know, try to defend ourselves, but to attack, to go on the offense. Mm-hmm. Because a big part of the strategy of what people on our side, and our side is quite broad, right? It could be anything from conservative to libertarian to, quote, conspiracy theorist. It's a very broad church of people we have on our side. Christians, many Christians, of which I am one. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, our issue has always been that we go on the defensive. We wait for them to do something stupid, mm-hmm. something difficult. And then we go in outrage. Well, that's not good enough anymore, obviously. So in this sense, what I'm trying to do, and what we are trying to do, is actually counter it before it continues to go further, right? Before the next major psyop, before the climate stuff comes in and they say climate lockdowns need to happen, which they will do. We want to counter that before it happens. So America 21 was set up to basically go at the heart of this issue before it becomes an issue that can no longer be repaired.
Yeah, and that's absolutely critical. Because, you know, when you send your children to school, they are literally programmed to be a globalist student and dependent on the system. And they, you know, they separate topics out, tell people that they have to be pigeonholed into their talents, you know, with their aptitude, and go into this profession, and you really can't understand how the body works. You can't really understand law or any of these particular topics unless you go to their globalist schools and get programmed. And it really starts like that with the school system. But anyway, we're listening to Mark Malone of America 21century.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay-to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Okay, welcome back. Yeah, I've been talking about this for so long, and being a grandma, I realized Mark is younger. I mean, he's having two small children. There's no time, to think about, homeschooling and all that stuff. I mean, this is, we're way far down. We need to do some action right this moment. And go ahead and share with us some of the first things people need to do to take back power in their communities.
Yeah, sure. On that note, if you can pull your kids up, you should pull your kids out of school, of course, unless you live in one of the good areas of the country, one of the last few areas in the entire Western world, or indeed the world, some parts of Idaho or South Dakota, etc. If you live in a few of these areas, then your kids are probably okay, as I know many that are. But generally speaking, just pull your kids out of school anyway, because of the injection, of course. What we're trying to, so just to give a little bit of a broad outreach, I know that your guys, you guys listening, Ingrid has told me you already know about Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, et cetera, what they've rebranded as the Great Reset. The Great Reset is nothing. This is really important as well. I see a lot of people in conspiracy world going, we need to stop the Great Reset, but the Great Reset is empty air. You're fighting a phantom. There's no such thing really as a Great Reset. It's like trying to fight an idea. That's all the Great Reset is. It's a think tank. It's a World Economic Forum ideology. But it isn't anything practical, it isn't anything real. Yes, they have terms called Build Back Better, but there's no legislation. That's just semantics. It's just a word. The legislation is Agenda 21 and particularly Agenda 2030, the major milestone of Agenda 21. This is also really important. Agenda 2030 is not a replacement of Agenda 21. A lot of people think it is. A lot of people think, they've changed it from 21 to 2030. 21 is the 21st century. It's the whole 21st century agenda of global governance. It is not a replacement. 2030 is just the major milestone year of the Agenda 21 plan. So it means that they want, you know, X, Y, and Z achieved by 2030, most of that, but not all of it. Another important thing before I just jump into this is we're not looking at world government. When, if you read of David Rockefeller's book, memoirs, I was Zbigniew Brzezinski, national security advisor for Jimmy Carter, big technocrat. He set up China with Rockefeller to be a technocracy, a hyper-capitalist, state-controlled nation. These guys set China up as the testing ground to make sure that this idea of technocracy works for it to be exported to the West. But notice, when it comes to the world stage, when it becomes, you know, taking away the nation state and going to global, they've never once in any literature, Agenda 21, Great Reset, pick your thing, ever said world government. It's not government, it's governance. And this is really, really important because people keep expecting one day for Satan to come in and go, right, we have a world government now. That is not going to happen. That is not going to happen. They've never said it's going to happen. What's going to happen is global governance, which means you do not need a global government. You don't need a government at all. Because governance, you see, doesn't have to be legislated by, say, a national or even a world government. Governance can be, well, the World Health Organization, right? I mean, we all know, all of you guys listening, I know you do, Ingrid. World Health Organization, of course, is not an elected body. It's not a government, but yet it shut down the entire world. President Trump can have done that if he wanted to. So governance is really important. So where a lot of the people on our side keep getting stuck is they're expecting to see moves that are never going to happen. There's never going to be a government. So governance means World Health Organization, politics, finance, etc. That's what technocracy is. We're not seeing global communism. We're not seeing global capitalism. We're not seeing the Fourth Reich. We're seeing technocracy, the science of social engineering, the merging together of politics, finance, education, law, etc. When you merge all these systems together, that's when you get governance because, well, Walmart isn't legislating anything, but they control much of the resource. So technocracy comes in. How does technocracy come in? How do you get biometric control from an injection, from waveform information given from an injection? But that's a whole other conversation. How do you get global control without a government, without force? Well, technocracy preys upon that via Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. So really the New World Order is just Agenda 21. So as the pandemic comes in, the pseudo pandemic, the false COVID hoax comes in. And as we start to see suddenly people working from home, travel restricted, resources restricted, all of the stuff we already know, what we're really seeing is the unfolding of Agenda 21 in the public sphere, really technocracy. Why this
okay,
is really...
let me just interrupt you
a
minute, because I feel that what's driving this is, you know, what we would call the globalists are the bankers, and they have these meetings, you know, as you know, the Bilderbergs and the, you know, all of their different, you know, World Economic Forum, they have these meetings and they control all the money in the corporations. They are the large holders of this debt-based currency, and they can buy people off. And that's what they do. They buy off governments and they buy off hospitals. I mean, hospitals are dependent, you know, it's this whole corporate structure. So you have like the federal, and then you have the hospitals below it. I mean, you know, so yeah, I mean, I feel like we need to get to the source of how they're able to get people. It's all money game to me. But anyway, we obviously have a break. We have a huge stretch to lay it all out next after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Okay, welcome back. So, I keep cutting Mark off, and then there's a commercial break, so he doesn't have a time to answer. So, just a quick summary, I was saying, to me, this is all money-driven by a cabal, that's been in control of the planet for a long time, manipulating the world state with control of the money system. And this has been happening for a long time. Any country that tries to assert their sovereignty or anything, they knock off their leader. We've seen the economic hitman that was, went around and, bought off leaders and or threatened ones that wouldn't comply and cared about their people and were patriots. So, that's like a huge thing to overcome, even at the local level, because right now, we're seeing the amount of money that's being offered is bribes to go along with this COVID stuff, and in our state, I just have to tell you, in Idaho, Adams County, Bonner County, just north of me, is trying to do it, but they're bucking Fed money to stop the COVID mandates for employees, you know, of 100 or more, and they're wanting to buck the Fed mandates, and the hospitals are freaking out because part of that, it would cut off Medicaid and Medicare. So we've had, you know, in our states where 70% of their budget, this was years ago, according to Rick Jor in Montana, he said over 70% of their budget is coming from federal agencies just to, you know, make their state operate, the state agencies and their, you know, health and welfare, Department of Education, you know, all the schools are doing the critical race theory, and they're trying to do it in secret. They're doing it in Idaho, too. They're doing it all over the country because of the Fed money and the Department of Education. So it's a huge, like, web of deceit.
Yeah, it is. It's quite actually scary just how deep the rabbit hole goes. You know, the financing part is really important, of course, because money is how the world goes round in the devil's playground. But I would say this, that ultimately that isn't where we have the most impact, right? So with the problems that I'm outlining and the solutions that I outline and that my organization outlines and what we've been doing is because those are not only the most practical solutions because they are your local area, but they're actually the most effective because ultimately they're also going to move from this banking financial model as well. The interesting thing about this sustainable development, which you can translate to mean control of the means of production. Every time you see that term, that's what it means. It's about resource control. Eventually, they want to move away from money altogether, even digital money. They are going to move into digital money after cash, of course. We all knew that was going to come, but eventually it has to supersede that completely. And what's going to happen eventually is just social credit system and resource control. So the way that I see it is by attacking sustainable development in particular, we attack the heart of that system, where it doesn't matter if it becomes social credit, doesn't matter if it becomes resource controlled, because we take those resources back while we still have time to, and we don't have a lot of time to. You know, we're looking at, if we look at the milestone years, they began at 2020. As I said, Agenda 21, 21st century, right? Major milestone, 2030. Well, the first major milestone was 2020, and we've seen what happened there, right? The next one's 2025, and then it's 2030. So by my calculation, I see they were very serious about the 2021. Which means that we really only have a few years to make some serious moves. I'm not saying we're going to defeat the evil empire completely by 2025, but we need to make moves by 2025. This way we can do that, and we're attacking the heart of the entire system because we're taking back control of our resources by doing so.
Okay, so how we – I mean, the resources, of course, always are tied to land and water. You know, whether it's the minerals in the ground or the food production on the top of the soil, you know, trees. I mean, in Idaho, we are very resource rich, but unfortunately, they let much of our land go to the feds, and a lot of that goes toward the national debt. I mean, it kind of goes on like that, you know?
Yeah, so it would be helpful. I'll try to give you a brief overview of how this structure works to show what the solution really, how my solution is also going to work. But if you guys want a deeper dive, go to America21Century.com after the show, and you'll see it all outlined there in more detail. Generally speaking, though, you have the initiative. So in this case, you know, 21, 2030. You then have the UN Convention on Climate Change and the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. So these are where the UN Convention is all technocrats, all bureaucrats, non-elected. The IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel, is, you know, the Joe Biden, the Boris Johnson. But here's where we get into the real meat and potatoes. And this is something I've never seen anywhere else, which is why I had to dig in and outline it on the site and in the work. We then get to New Urban Agenda, which is the breaking up of the nation states into city-state regions. Think of ancient Rome, right? The Roman Empire had city-states. So they would go across Europe and some parts of Asia, and they would have city-states controlled by Rome. Well, it's the same format here. We're looking at global Rome, except without the Christianity, and we're looking at city-states. So the New Urban Agenda breaks up the nation into city-states. So SoCal is a city-state now. There's no California. NorCal is a city-state now. There's no California. That's one example. And it spreads out across the country that way, and indeed across the world. We have the United Cities and Local Governments. So these are the NGO. They come into the country, and then they say, hey, look, how are we going to take your tax money, and how are we going to use your resources for sustainable development? They coerce air, they coerce legislators, et cetera, et cetera. They pressure them, and they say, how are we going to basically rob you of your money? But where we get into the American systems is there's two organizations. One is called Councils of Governments. One is called the Metropolitan Planning Organization. Metropolitan Planning Organization basically breaks up the city into zones. So it basically says, oh, you're independent business, can't work here. Councils of Governments say, oh, you want to have some kind of lawful entry, you need to be sustainable friendly. Otherwise, no. So then city council level sits beneath this, and your city council basically says, well, if I want to keep my job and I want to grow my economy, I'm going to have to adopt both the zoning that's good for big business and basically take on sustainable development. So that's how it works. That's the con top to bottom.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. Exactly. Okay.
Right. So how do we combat that? Well, this is where the genius of the founding fathers came in. Because yes, while you have a hierarchy that goes top to bottom and the city council sit at the bottom, constitutionally, the city council actually sits at the top of that hierarchy. The city council has the constitutional authority in that hierarchy. So what I mean by that is, while they're going along with it right now, because of course their job depends on it, because if they don't, they will just fill it with somebody else who will. If you pressure them, or you run against them, or you alert your town to them, to this in particular and what this means, and we can get into what it means in some more detail, then essentially you can reject and repeal that legislation. We're doing this in Montana right now. I did a speech to the Republican Party at the state convention in Montana in June. The governor was there, senator was there, all the congressmen were there. I did a speech. I didn't do it to the governor or the senator, but I did it to a lot of people there. And 2 weeks later, we saw governor end climate membership. A couple of months later, we saw mandatory vaccinations be ended. That's just one speech. Imagine what we did if there were a million people doing it. I'm just one person. I can only do so much. But there's a proof of concept. This works. Many of the people in the Republican Party in good states, right? And it's very clear. I want to point out that I don't believe we can save the 50-state American model. We can, however, save the core of the country. Bear in mind, it was only a third of the size when the founding fathers set it up. When Jefferson was president, it wasn't even a third of the size that it is now. But our goal is to put the pressure on them, and if we need to do it legally, we can do it through the court system too. We can put a petition to injunction in, because, of course, it is not lawful. It is not constitutional. It goes against Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which states it must be a form of Republican government. Nothing that I outlined in that hierarchy is a Republican form of government. Therefore, it's anti-constitutional and should be repealed, either by the court system or by you getting rid of that person and putting someone else in. But always bear in mind, the city council might seem like the bottom of the pile, but they hold the pen. They hold the constitutional authority.
Yeah, and we understand that. Most of us have studied, you know, how it's been inverted with this corporate layover. So our statutes are actually copyrighted, and, you know, and it gets really deep like that. So a lot of us don't believe we even have courts that are constitutional. And if you get hung up in their system, they're, you know, playing off your U.S. citizenship rather than, you know.
You mean like maritime law?
Yeah, all of that.
Roman law.
And, you know, I mean, you can't vote in this country unless you claim to be a U.S. citizen. And a U.S. citizen is actually part of the rebellion that happened after the Civil War or the War of Northern Aggression. So it can get really, really deep, Mark.
I really think it's great that
there people are finding solutions within this corporate beast structure. But a lot of people are finding, you know, our courts are so corrupted that, and it's, you know, bar licensed attorneys. I mean, it's a private club. They're not even licensed by the state. They're licensed by their private club, and they hail from England. So then, you know, you have literally foreign agents running our courts. So, and they're not declaring themselves as foreign agents, but that's what the bar is, the British Accredited Registry. It was one of the schemes for, you know, the money system in the UK to, you know, keep a handle on the colonies, is make sure they take over the judicial branch
for the Rothschilds,
and the central banking. Exactly. Those are the two methods They wanted to take over the judiciary to make sure they kept their power and make sure central banking through Alexander Hamilton, you know, happened. And that was, you know, how Andrew Jackson was fighting them. And, you know, of course, he's denigrated now because they've taken over the publishing. But, you already know enough of this stuff. So we're, you know, fast forward into this, you know, where people are waking up in droves and they're feeling at a loss. And you're offering them solutions, but it's like working within the system.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, think about it this way. If we were to take this, because I totally understand all this. I understand Roman law, maritime law. I understand free man of the land. You know, I understand all of those things, sovereign citizen. But the way that I look at it is this: we have a very short time frame to get stuff done, and it's like somebody saying to me, "Well, the notes in your wallet are central bank notes, and they're controlled by Luciferians." I'm like, "Yes, but my children need to eat." So right. We have to apply that same logic to the situation. Is it a corporate system? Yeah, the United States is not a nation. America is a nation. The United States is a corporation. There is Correct. No United States nation. But we operate in there, and we have to be pragmatic about the solution because we don't have time for anything else. So, mm-hmm. And it's the same way as someone said to me, is it good to use money? And it's like, no, but it's better to feed my children than not to use the money. Similarly, it's better for us to control the corporate structure that we operate in than not control it at all out of this idea of, you know, principle. I mean, we have to be realistic about how we're going to defeat evil. Because to me, the way that I look at it is putting a stop to ultimate evil transcends everything else. Like if my mm-hmm. children can live in freedom, even if it is just half the country, even if it's just one state, and mm-hmm. we can do it within their system, that's a price I will gladly pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense because we're working on that in another lane. You know, I mean, I'm part of a group that's working on that too, and I'm a member of our Idaho Assembly, and we're, you know, basically reviving the original government that we had before we lost it to Civil War. So it's a lot of learning, and luckily we're one of the stronger states, but, you know, we have all 50 states are active and teaching people, so it's good, you know. Because, I mean, we anticipate, frankly, that this whole system is going to fall apart because the money system is – I mean, the inflation, everything's going to get out of hand to the point where this – you know, the money's not going to be worth anything. And we at this – some point, we're going to have to claim ourselves as Americans, and we're creditors. We're not debtors. We're creditors. Mm-hmm. We're owed – you know, the wealth of this nation. And, you know, we're not like, you know, some corporate debt based on them borrowing against our birth certificate and you know, slaving us. It's all...
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no, you know, I totally this is all based on fraud, you know?
I totally
So at some point you have to just, like, say, no, that's not part of who I am. I'm not one of those people. I'm an American national, and I'm, you know, just, and you write, you know, everything that you need to do to, you know, change your status, correct your status in this corporate eyes, the eyes of the corporation, because otherwise, you know, you're basically just beholden to them. But, you know, we're learning how to do public notices and put them all on notice, you know, that, yeah, you can't give us a certificate of title to our car. I'm going to claim ownership of my car. You know, you destroyed the manufacturer's certificate of origin, and then you created the title, and you want to keep that? Well, there's people that have taken them to court. I mean, this is in the commercial court in Oregon. I haven't been able to find that case, but I was told this guy said, well, if you have the title and I only get a certificate of title and I have to pay – and you're claiming ownership of my car, then you need to also pay for maintenance and upkeep and the whole thing. You're just giving me privileges to drive your car. Mm. So, and he actually prevailed all the way, went all the way up, and the judge said, yeah, the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles in Oregon had to pay for the upkeep of this guy's car. He could just send his maintenance bills to the state.
Yeah, right. Well, you know,
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, these cases are kind of coming forward, and you know, this is the kind of thing that we need to be flooding the system, you know, with these cases of, you know, I mean, even the COVID cases. I mean, they're so outrageous to not acknowledge natural immunity, and you know, all of this stuff is just it's nuts. And we need to literally flood the federal courts and the state courts with these cases, I think.
Yes, and the court system, by the way, is still very effective. I know loads of people that have gotten out of so-called mandatory vaccinations through the court system by using a petition for injunction, which is the same thing. Here's the thing, they have – I also look at this as kind of a difficulty, because – while they may think that they own the corporate structure, it's still largely owned by us, right? It's kind of the same way that the money that I have in my pocket is actually owned by me, whether the central bank has created or not. It's actually mine, and I can use it for whatever I want. And we need to apply, again, that same logic to the court system and to the school system and to everything else. Bearing in mind, ultimately, the law doesn't exist really. It's not really anything, ultimately, right? Like, it's not a universal logical truth. It is just something that we play role play, we go along with. And that's the same whether it's the Roman one or outside of the Roman one. So the way that I look at it is, whatever gets us to that good point that we're trying to go to, which is, you know, freedom, love, truth, justice, that is where we need to go. However we get there, I'm not overly bothered, as long as we get to that spot, right? And if we can role play it within the corporate structure, that's great. If we have to go out of it, that's also great. But in my case, as mobilizing people and as speaking to politicians and doing it this way, I kind of look at it like the Trump effect. I was never a big Trump guy, not because I didn't want him to be good. It's just, you know, Israel bought and paid for, and that's just it is. But it's still better to have someone doing a few good things in there than nobody, right? Or somebody throwing at least a couple of spanners in the work than nobody. And I think it's just that type of thing that we're going for. But me personally, the way that I look at this is, I don't see any type of collapse. I would welcome a collapse compared to technocracy, to be honest. I don't think that that's going to happen. There'll be significant huge numbers of death. There'll be significant repression and all of that kind of stuff. But they're just going to drop the dollar and the digital and go into social credit systems. They don't need the money system. So if the money system was to collapse, it will change nothing. If anything, it just benefits the resource control economy of Agenda 21 and the Great Reset. So I don't think we should hope, as funny, isn't it, how bad things have gotten that we're hoping for a collapse. But I was going to say, we shouldn't hope for a collapse, or we shouldn't await one, because the mobile phone is all the resource that they need to control you.
Right. So do you own a mobile phone? I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, I know Polly St. George, you know, she was all about ditching her smartphone after she did a major expose on it, or before, you know.
Yeah, I have one of the old flip ones, but I do have a smartphone as well. And depending on what I'm doing with my day or where I'm going to go, you know, I'll flip between the two. But generally speaking, no, I still use a smartphone all the time. And that's because it's more effective for what I need to do right now, right?
And well, exactly. And that's the whole thing. I mean, I know most people in your generation are pretty dependent on it for so many things. I mean, they have everyone stored in there, and you know, and then people of our generation are, you know, trying to push back, you know, and just have, you know, regular, you know, black phone books, you know, you know, where you have everyone's numbers stored and, you know,
Still had one of those actually back in the day. So I'm 30, but I grew up very poor, so I didn't get my first computer till I was like 18. It's like 12 years ago. So I had to use that stuff out of necessity, you know, because I'm like, English version of. So I had to use those things. So I totally remember. I was using cassettes even like 15 years ago. So
Right.
I remember the days. But yeah, solutions in this sense, the 2030 thing is hitting the core of the whole problem, because again, that's really what the whole transhumanist resource control thing rests upon. And you can gut it out of your city, and then your city is now suddenly absolved from this global governance technocracy structure. And it's really the heart of it, because if your city gets absorbed in, you just become a city state of global governance. But if you can cut it out, you're out of that. yeah, maybe SoCal gets taken in, maybe many other countries in the world get taken in, but you don't. And that, and if everyone across their major city in America did that, the whole country isn't. Again, I don't expect everyone to. I don't expect the coastal states to. I hope they do. I'm rooting for them, and I'll do all my best that I can help them. But I don't, you know, I'm not living pie in the sky. But I do think there's a huge, huge possibility that the heartlands, the mountain regions of the country that we live in, can do that successfully, can pull ourselves out of that and still live in a free America when that system comes to pass. And that's really what I'm trying to do, is separate us from it. And it's not us seceding. They are seceding. They're the ones that are leaving America, not us. And it's really important that we pass that bomb back to them, because a lot of right-wingers are like, you know, we need to secede. And it's like, no, they're the ones seceding. They're the ones abandoning the Constitution. They're the ones wanting technocracy and global governance, and we're not. They are seceding. So we just also need to continue to push that burden back onto them, make sure that they understand. It's like, no, you guys are leaving us. We're staying. We like it.
Yeah, we like our Constitution. We like our freedom, and you're trying to, you know, abrogate that. One of the things I actually see as an issue, and it's certainly true in this state, you know, we had a newspaper back in the day that, even though it was monthly, we called it the Idaho Observer. So, as you know, I live in Idaho. And people, they told me, you know, why did you leave the Idaho Observer, blah, blah, blah. I mean, anyway, it's a long story, just that, you know, it was established, and it's very difficult to get an alternative publication established. Well, it's not, you know, most people wouldn't live the way I lived either, you know. I mean, everyone that starts a newspaper, they expect it to be a profitable enterprise, and it simply, well, the way I ran it, it wasn't. it was a, you know, a gift of love. I mean, these people have unlimited resources to put out a lot of propaganda, and so we had our elections. I mean, that just happened, right? And U.S. citizens all lined up and vote. There's voter fraud in our county, too. We had an alternative publication. We had some local people running against the, you know, the incumbents that were just bringing in, you know, Agenda 2030. We have it pretty bad right where we live, and people are coming from California thinking they're escaping and thinking that somehow there's more freedom in Idaho. And then they get a real rude awakening that they've been working this for a long time, and they, you know, they'll go to the Republican Party and get an endorsement, and then they'll, you know, crap backwards on them. And so now they've started to do some serious vetting of the Republican Party has. But, we, you know, we have this two-party system. I mean, I'm not saying that the Republicans have all the answers at all. We're just stuck there. So, yeah, I just have to mention that, you know, lack of a free press and the two-party system and vote fraud seem to be pretty huge for me. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Mark Malone. After I...
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.